Caught Offside with Andrew Gundling and JJ Devaney.
Oh, yes! Caught Offside from the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Andrew Gundling and JJ Devaney on the podcast. That has to happen. What's up, brother?
How are you?
Oh, well, I'm better now. If you had asked me that at about 1 in the morning yesterday, I might have had a different response.
We had such a response to help a fan. It was a behemoth.
I don't ever want to complain about this.
No, because littered amongst people's preferences and choices, their favorite shows, a lot of you love Sopranos.
I was going to say, I was stunned by how many people love The Office.
Yeah.
Now, it's one of my favorite shows, so I think that's great, but it's been off the air for a number of years now.
But in amongst all that stuff, some of which was mundane about your lives that I didn't need to know, but still I asked the question, therefore it helped me form the team that I'm giving you. In amongst that, there were some lovely compliments.
Yes.
And people said really nice things. And it renewed my soul. Because this business is so shallow, so fickle, and often so hurtful. There's so much mudslung that when people say nice things and they mean it, we appreciate you and we love doing this podcast for you.
Of course. That's why we do help a fan. It's literally to help you, the fan. We want you to be engaged in this sport and love it the way that we do. And, you know, so that's why we've done this every year. And what I was going to say before, so we started this 4 years ago, I think was our first
Help a fan. 3 years. I think
was it 3 years ago?
Yeah, I don't think we did it in our first year. We weren't bright enough.
Okay. I'll take your word for it, although I don't know. But at any rate, it is a sign of how, like, when it was really late last night and I looked through how many more I still had to go through and I was like, oh my God, I'm nowhere near done. I was kind of, in a brief moment, wanted to throw my computer out the window. But in another brief moment, I was like, wow. Like, when we first did this, we probably had 70. And we were like, wow, this podcast is huge. And then I saw how many there were last night. I was like, there's a lot of people who listen to this and who are, like, on board and want to be a part of this.
Absolutely.
It's fun.
You can't complain too much when you've got that amount of listeners.
No, and people took time. Like, people really took time to answer these questions.
On that, when we first did this, we got enough where we could go into detail, like serious detail, as to why we picked this team for you.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen this podcast, unfortunately. It can't. There's just too many.
I know. Next year when we do this, it's not going to be as a podcast.
No.
We can't.
No.
It's going to have to be... We'll have to find a new way. We'll always do this for people, but this podcast, I don't know.
I have a friend that writes code. And so I'm going to ask him...
We've got a year.
We'll make an algorithm and we'll put it up on a website and you guys will go onto it and you'll get your team that way.
We've got a year to figure it out. Yeah. Get on it. You better start.
It's not hard, actually.
So like we said, this is the day. We're going to, everybody who filled out a help a fan for this season to be assigned a club, you're going to get your team. As long as you did things the right way, you posted your responses to the questionnaire as an iTunes review, as seemingly hundreds of you did.
Yeah.
And you should be all set once this podcast is over. But before that, in case we do have our, you know, everybody listening right now, we did promise the other night on that podcast that we would do your mailbag today. So let's do that now. And then afterwards, we'll kind of tell the people, okay, if you want to leave now, because
if you'd like to leave the room,
you're more than welcome. Or if you want to stay and find out your club, you can do that. But let's do the mailbag first.
@CEOSoccerPod, caughtoffsidepod@gmail.com. This is an email-centric one, guys. So if you Twittered me, I will get to that probably next week. Bob Duggan kicks us off. Dear gentlemen, I found myself watching Bobby Wood play for Hanover 96 this weekend and experiencing what I initially called hate, but downgraded/rationalized it to intense, irrational loathing. How is it possible that Bobby Wood remains in the Bundesliga, but Hamburg does not? They're also loathsome clock, notwithstanding. This is a great email already. I'm sure that Bobby Wood loves his family and is kind to all God's creatures, but the sight of him makes me cringe. Maybe it's residual recent unpleasantness in TNT Hangover, but I'm not even a Hanover 96 fan, and I was groaning at his every futile move and trampoline-like touch like an ultra. Oh my God. My question to you, what current or past, if that's easier, player makes you cringe the most? You're not judging them as human beings, just as affronts to your faith in the beautiful game. These are professional players whose game simply rubs you the wrong way in a fashion you may not be able to describe rationally. My non-Bobby Wood candidates from the EPL, Christian Benteke, Joe Hart, Phil Jones. My Philly non-favourite, Alejandro Bedoya. Oy.
I feel like
all professionals, yet all metaphorical chalk on blackboard for me when they hit the pitch. Thanks, Bob D. Listen, first of all, Bob, so well written.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful email. And, you know, he's conscious. He makes the division between hating someone and sports hate very, very clearly. And he recognises he's irrational, which I like. P.S. If this is just me, please ignore and I'll just be over here being a bad person. I came up with a few. I know I've got better ones than these.
Yeah, but I have one that strikes me. Although part of it is because I actually think he might be a bad person.
Oh.
That might be unfair, though. You want to go first?
Yeah, I've got three. So Mamadou Sakho at Liverpool. He's a nice guy, but Liverpool fans convinced themselves he was good for so long when he was terrible. Just a terrible footballer. Ben Thatcher, because I genuinely think he was nasty. Remember what he did to Pedro Mendes?
Yeah.
And Neil Ruddock, because when I was growing up, there was this influx of, in the mid-90s, influx of foreign players who looked after themselves, had tans, combed their hair correctly, and genuinely kept fit. David Ginola. Yet we had this lumbering lummox that we signed from Spurs playing centre-back with a beer gut who used to mock Cantona on the field because of the size of his nose. And I don't care that he scored that goal against United in the 3-3 at Anfield. I don't care. I read Stan Collymore's book afterwards and he just like phoned in his rehab when he was injured.
Uh-huh.
He was just a... ugh.
That's fair. I feel like if we had done this a year or two ago, you would have said Victor Moses. He was one of those guys I always remember. Anytime his name come up, I always remember you rolling your eyes.
Because there was more he could have given, and he didn't.
And I think we saw some of it at Chelsea. Now he's having a hard time getting back in the first team. But mine, I went with Charlie Adam. Something about him, just like, I can't stand the sight of him.
The fact that he looks like he works in a chip shop.
Maybe, but I don't mind that. But like, part of it is that I actually think he's talented. I really think
he's
a good
player.
In a
really limited way.
But he just chooses to be such a D all the time. And so I felt like he was, anytime when Bale was with Spurs, I felt like Charlie Adam would just go out there and not try to win the game, not try to like do anything productive, just like, my goal today is to injure Gareth Bale.
Right.
And I just remember hating him.
Right. On
just
that,
hating
him. On that front, this is a random one. Look him up. Kevin Muscat. This guy is generally perceived to have been a thug on the field. Read Craig Bellamy's autobiography. He played in the lower leagues, particularly with Millwall. Just a total ugh.
Okay. What's next?
Christopher Ronnie. Dear JJ and Andrew, with the international friendlies coming up and the USA back in action against Brazil, I find myself starting to have hope again in the national team. Mm-hmm. I find myself watching old highlight films from previous World Cups and other competitions like CONFED 2009. There are many great memories from these, but I almost don't dare believe again. What do you think was the US's greatest cup performance? 02, 09, other. Some of these new young American domestic and abroad players seem to have real potential. Who do you forecast as being big parts of the team in the next few years? Keep up the good pod and maybe throw in another Team USA pod soon. With the next cycle about to begin, I could sure use it. That three-part USA pod you did before the World Cup was great. Not unlike all your pods. Chris in New York.
Very nice. That's really nice. Yeah, I was going to say that it sounded like that's somebody who our Turn the Page series worked with.
Yeah, and if you haven't listened to it.
Turn the Page.
If you haven't listened to it, it's still fresh.
Yeah, if you go back, when was that, mid-July, I think?
Yeah.
Or early July.
McKinney, for me, is going to be key. Because that midfield needs sorting out, clearly. It's dysfunctional. And if McKinney keeps growing developing at the rate he is with Schalke, he's going to be key. And also, I think Matt Miaz gets centre-back.
I was about to say, central defence, just defence as a whole is what I'm probably most curious about moving forward. Miazga, you mentioned, Carter Vickers, we've talked about. And now DeAndre Yedlin, like we talked about the other night, moving in from kind of young starlet into like reliable fullback, if that is where they're going to use him. I'm really intrigued with this team moving forward. In terms of the better cup performance, 02 versus 09, it has to be 02.
It's a World Cup.
I mean, 09, they did beat Spain when Spain was number one and playing
in not like a real competition.
Well, no, that's not, I don't buy that. At least in this country, I think that is a real competition. But, you know, 02, to beat a highly ranked Portugal, to draw with Korea on their home soil, to beat Mexico, our bitter rival in the round of 16, to be step for step with Germany in the quarterfinal. I mean, it was, you know, that's the gold standard, I think.
TJ in Auckland. Dear JJ, not Andrew. Do you think that a good MLS team could reasonably make the group stage of the Europa League? By reasonable, I mean like when we see Malmo or Anderlecht in there and are not surprised. My guess is yes, if they use their best 11. But they wouldn't escape to the round of 32, or if they did, they'd be promptly hammered by Champions League group stage third place finisher. Thanks, TJ in Auckland. TJ, I'm not sure what you mean. You say it could reasonably make the group stage. By reasonable, I mean like when we see Malmo or Anderlecht. Malmo competed in European Cup final in the late 70s, and Anderlecht won a UEFA Cup in the 70s. Several European competitions. These are teams with some standing, and they are of a higher level than your Dundalks and then the other teams that you think an MLS team could beat, which they
probably... Anderlecht has appeared in a Champions League not so long ago.
Yeah, exactly. They're of a good standard. And I think if you look at Glasgow Celtic, who a lot of people argue would be of an MLS standard, certainly budgetary right now they are. I don't know. It's so hard to prove. It's so hard to know. I'm not sure. I can't really answer that. I think they'd beat your Seduvas and your early round Europa League teams like that, but I don't think they'd do much more than that. Matthew Bobick, my favourite Clint Dempsey moment is one that's remembered for someone else. It's Landon Donovan's iconic goal against Algeria in the 2010 World Cup. For some reason, I've always been more of a Donovan Dempsey fan, but I remember watching that match and being awestruck by the sheer will Dempsey displayed for 90 minutes. He had a goal wrongfully disallowed for offside earlier in the game.
Right.
And midway through the second half, he looked gassed to the point that he was about to collapse. Yet time after time, he made gut-busting run after gut-busting run. He was everywhere. He was simply indomitable. Ultimately, he did score the goal, but it was his touch after yet another lung-tearing run that created the rebound, allowing Donovan to score the most glorious tap-in in American soccer
history. Ian Dark's call. Dempsey's denied again, but Donovan has scored. Yeah.
His will was second to none, and on that day, it was simply unstoppable. Matt B., great shout there. Sean Rowden finishes us off here with many questions. I'd call him Many Questions Sean. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the Spurs draw in the UEFA Champions League? I think we've been over that on the last podcast. What is your favourite piece of soccer memorabilia? Mine is my 2005 San Jose Earthquakes shirt signed by the entire team. Just curious to know.
I don't think I own anything really that like cool like that.
Yeah.
Such a lame answer.
No, I think right now, the fact that I went to the Champions League final, my Champions League final program, even if it was in defeat, is kind of special. But I'd have to think a bit more about that.
I guess I saved my ticket from when I went to White Hart Lane, which is now, I guess, a collector's item.
Yeah.
But it's not like what he's talking about.
I have a lot of stuff from the USA 94 World Cup, memorabilia from that. I have a lot of stuff there that means a lot. Huge congrats to Clint Dempsey. Please stop giving Bruce Arena any sort of news.
Do we?
I don't know.
We had him on as a guest. Should we not have had Bruce Arena as a guest?
Yeah, I don't know. And then finally, I think you guys can extend your show to 2 hours and would love to catch a match/a brew with you guys sometime.
Oh, yeah.
That's the stuff, Sean. That is us, @SuperSoccerPod, caughtoffsidepod@gmail.com. Keep them coming. We do read the majority of them. We read all of them.
Yeah.
And we read the majority of them out on air. So if you want your voice heard, this is the place to do it.
I know we joke, but I actually do read a lot of them on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't check the email account very often, but I do read most of the ones.
Except the ones that are hateful towards you.
No, I see them. Trust me, they ruin me inside. So that was the mailbag. Of course, we'll have another normal podcast, plural, next week. Now, for those of you who would like to leave the room and go on with your day, I invite you to do so. If you stay, it can either be because you are about to be delivered a team that you will now root for the remainder of your days, or because you just really, really are obsessed with this show and just need it. You just need it. Because I'm telling you right now, this is fair warning. If you have a team currently, this is not about to be fun for you.
Right. And I'm going to read the name that you've left on the iTunes review.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to give you your team because there's such a preponderance. I had so much to say about all of you that this podcast would run for 17 hours.
How are we doing this? Are we going back and forth, you and I?
Back and forth.
All right. Now, before it starts, I guess... it makes sense to read the 10 questions were once again that you all filled out that factored into JJ and my thinking when we gave you your team.
That's important, and also I have a few things to say about those questions, which helped shape my answers for you.
Yeah, question one was which team or teams do you currently support? It can be from any sport. Question two was, do you want your EPL team to be a reflection of the teams that you currently support?
A huge question.
That was very important, yes. Question three, what is your favorite show on television? It could be streaming service like Netflix. That also applied. If you're reading a book that you aren't aren't particularly enjoying, will you still finish it? What does an ideal night out look like for you? What TV or movie character best represents you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you enjoy historically based TV channels, like the History Channel, Smithsonian Channel, etc.? Which word more accurately describes you, gritty or flashy? If you're assigned a club that is relegated, will you follow them down into
a
the lower leagues?
Massive
Very
question.
Important. Very important for me as well. And last but not least, what's your favorite food or meal? You ready to get it?
Let's do it.
Let's change lives, JJ.
Yeah, and this is your team forever and ever. And by the way, when you get your team, I want to see your online receipt for the jersey you just bought for them.
Well, I will say this. I'm not saying you got to go out and run and spend money. I don't want to get in people's pocket. How dare you? But I would say... take it in, like go on YouTube and type in their name and like explore a little bit, see the videos, learn the history. That stuff you can do. It doesn't take a ton of time and it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. I still do it with Tottenham videos all the time. And USA videos.
I try to get you to watch Chris Waddle videos all the time. You refuse.
All right, go for it. You start us off.
Chauncey in Sacramento. Burnley is your team forever and ever.
There it is. Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Let's see. V. Henny, I gave Everton. We're not giving our reasons.
We won't have time. Right. There's hundreds. What are you doing?
I have all these notes.
Dude, there's just... I'm telling you, this will be a slog.
All right. V. Henny, I have many reasons for you, but Everton.
El Followill, you're a Newcastle United fan.
The Swede 7. This was for his friend Eddie. Spurs, welcome aboard.
MG325, Watford is your team.
Jack Boyd 4, Liverpool.
Insert your name here, Newcastle.
Atticus Proctor, also Newcastle.
Joel Ewood, Leicester City.
Lewis Kestanen, Manchester City.
Dragon Cat 07, Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Good Girl, Chelsea.
Mr. Majid 94, Manchester United.
Josh W., Everton.
Winaldo 12, Chelsea.
Cornelius Pumperdinkle, West Ham. He asked, there's some that I do want to mention something.
Okay, all right.
He said he wanted a team that reflects the teams that he currently roots for. And then the teams that he gave me were the Minnesota Timberwolves and Bayern Munich. So is there a team on the planet that reflects those two? So I tried to come up with some kind of aggregate combined with some of his other answers as well. West Ham was what I landed on.
Big Papa Niehaus, Bournemouth.
Dexinator, Fulham.
Dosh Dew, Everton.
Alec from New Jersey, Leicester City.
Austin Prufrock, West Ham United FC.
Moses 0017, Manchester United.
Lee Bray, Liverpool.
Steph Curry 30 GS, which I can only assume is the real Steph Curry. He is now a Liverpool fan. By the way, real quick, I have one on him too. JJ, he said the character that he's best represented by is Oberyn Martell from Game of Thrones. Do you remember who that character was?
No.
He's the guy that the mountain gouged his eyes out and smashed his head. That's who best represents you? That's like
a man whose skull
terrifying.
Is now a pancake.
Yeah, but Liverpool is now the team that he'll root for.
Aaron, Cow 235, you are Bournemouth.
Sandra 211111111122, Burnley.
Zip a goal. You're Chelsea because you said to question one you already support Chelsea.
Yeah.
I'm not playing, guys. If you already follow a team or even have if you mention them in that first question, you're not getting a new team.
J_Q12, Chelsea as well.
Kenny Hanna, Liverpool.
C-Dove50, Newcastle.
Pacifico Party, Brighton and Hove Albion.
Char Scan, Liverpool. One thing real quick, JJ, to interject. In addition to seeing a lot of people whose favorite show was The Office, I found that we have a lot of listeners from Boston.
Ton of listeners from Boston.
Did you see that too?
Yeah, a lot of and a lot of Fenway Sports Group people.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
That did factor. A couple of them I did give Liverpool, and I think that was one of the factors.
Yeah, and they'd be delighted with that.
Yeah.
Rockwell 1023 for his girlfriend, Manchester City.
Rags 1974, also Manchester City. Some Manchester City ones were I found one of the easiest ones to dish out there. If it was like flashy, didn't like care a ton about history. What were some of the other ones?
If you were like a Yankees fan, you wanted that to reflect your Yankeedom, and also you would not follow a team to relegation. It's very hard not to give Manchester City or somebody of that ilk.
Yeah.
B Cookies 152910, Southampton.
Jan underscore the three underscore man, Tottenham.
Canoe U02, Huddersfield.
Kevin the Muscle Russell, Manchester United.
Alpha owns Newcastle United.
Let's see. Somebody who put in as their name, I hope they know who they are, looking for a team. That obviously applies to all of you, but this person wrote that where typically most other people wrote their name or something. Looking for a team. Fulham.
EPL noob. Ended up with Liverpool.
Gillian Goofus. Manchester United.
Artoes, Manchester United also.
Deep South Bowhunter, Everton.
Evan Don 84, West Ham United.
Max Zablo, Tottenham. Real quick, I also found, JJ, a lot of people in the ones that I went through, in terms of who they identify with. I got a bunch of Nick Millers from from New Girl, which I love. He's a great character on a great show.
He is a good character on the Zooey Deschanel vehicle.
Yeah.
Also, I know some people who like day drinking, cracking a cold one.
Lots of beer drinkers.
Straight away, I'm thinking Newcastle. You know, the most working class days out, you got Newcastle, which is no bad thing. On that note, Burren Ross won Newcastle United.
Yeah, Miles D, 1991, Newcastle United as well.
Doogie in the Breeze, Southampton.
Rob F, Crystal Palace.
Gordy 92, Everton Football Club.
EJ East, Manchester United.
Nick R, 179, Liverpool.
Bale Doniker, Newcastle.
Paul Ryan. Maybe. Actually, no, because he put down that his real name is Ryan. Everton. Oh.
Agent 3308, Manchester United.
ERCCCCSTZ, Spurs.
J. Ribera 33, also Spurs.
The Pimp, not the Pimp, P-I-N-P.
Pinup.
Pinup, Chelsea.
Tristan Muller. I was told by this person that I'm too serious. I need to laugh more. Well, you know what I thought was real funny? Me giving you Stevenage. No, I gave them West Ham.
BVB fan in WMI, which is West Michigan or West Missouri?
Michigan. Missouri is MO.
Oh, gotcha. Chelsea.
E. Barnes 6, Arsenal.
D. Cannavacciol, Man City.
Queen Disco George, Southampton.
Mr. Drizzy Carter, Arsenal.
Queen Disco George, by the way, relates to Daria Morgendorfer. Amazing response. Amazing. Let's see. H. Dodd ended BX. Oh, I hope they are able to tell that I'm talking
they
about
did
them.
Not put much care into their names.
Liverpool.
TCG 5014, Huddersfield Town.
DT 256, Leicester City.
Andrew the Robot, Fulham.
Brewer Backer 22, Manchester City.
Kason M, Bournemouth.
N. Willa, Tottenham.
Aleem Patney, Miney 21, Manchester United.
By the way, JJ, another interjection, if you'll indulge me. Last guy who I did there, N. Willa, he said he loves Peaky Blinders, and then he made a point of saying that it's way better than Gomorrah. Now, I have not watched Gomorrah yet. I know you have seen both. Do you agree that Peaky Blinders is way better?
I think yeah, I will go with that. I think this storyline is a bit more believable in Peaky Blinders.
Oh my god, really?
In terms of, yeah, Gomorrah, I'm like, how is he still out of prison?
All
like,
right.
The Italian police are sleeping on the job here.
You've told me many times I have to watch Gomorrah.
I like Gomorrah. It's just so gritty and it shows a different side to the Italy we think of.
Okay. Benny from Portland. Fulham.
B-S-K-U-C. B-Scuts. Liverpool.
Soccer Eagles 10. Manchester City. He said he wanted a team similar to Spain. That was important there. Also, his favorite food, JJ, this was the weirdest one that I got. Quinoa blueberry pancakes with yogurt. Manchester
what
City.
What a hipster.
Manchester City.
Heath D. Williams, Manchester City also.
Nate Bailey 6. I felt kind of weird about this. He said it would be fun to have a side in the championship. So I think he's like almost rooting for it.
Cardiff City.
Well, I wasn't going to do that. There are some teams that I just... like, I don't know. People can already tell that there's kind of a trend. Let's be honest. I didn't want to hand out teams that I just thought people would have no interest in. And there are some teams that are kind of like that you have to be born into to really appreciate it. But for this guy, I did go with Bournemouth.
Jaharan, West Ham.
Ben Duncan, 33, Leicester City.
Casey Ryder, Crystal Palace.
Adult Swim, 1984, Tottenham.
K-Rod, _48, Liverpool.
Obo Bob W, this is for his co-worker, Arsenal.
Now, here's one I want to make a comment on. Gingerbread 12, I gave him Wolves. People who I gave Wolves to, like, they were big Golden State Warriors fans, which are...
That doesn't seem like Wolves.
No, here's the point. They're kind of new and winning. Golden State Warriors are particularly the Las Vegas Knights, isn't it? Somebody who's new and winning, right? But like, with Golden State, I would give them a bit of history. It was hard to do this one because with Wolves...
Define winning, though. Like, Golden State, over the last
four years,
have been, maybe the best team ever.
They could be easy.
Wolves, what are they going to finish, 12th?
No, well, let me... Okay,
I would have gone differently, Gingerbread.
No. Well, this is not particularly pertaining to Gingerbread.
Oh,
But I'm just saying, I gave him Wolves. Any team that I saw that is kind of new money... Not new money. Yeah, new money, but has history as well. Like, Wolves were a dominant team.
Right.
Way back in the day. I tended to give them Wolves. I think Wolves is... It's a pretty great choice.
Okay. Kara, 97, Arsenal.
JC Pillars, Cardiff City. And I gave JC Pillars Cardiff City because...
What were his responses?
He actually said, if for perchance they are relegated, I'll probably enjoy it. Following a team that's down the leagues.
Yeah, there were a couple of those that I thought were really...
Yeah, it's cool.
I'd like to meet those people. I bet those are like interesting people.
We should mention that the championship is on ESPN+.
Plus, that's right. Los, L-O-S, then the number one, Manchester City.
At answer 175, Manchester City.
Reyes, CR1, Newcastle.
Jenna, Genevieve's. She got Arsenal.
Tommy Vecchetti, Fulham.
Dangerous Dan, Arsenal.
Angry John, Crystal Palace.
Slippery Flea, 49, Huddersfield.
Roca Diaz, Bournemouth again.
Paul Stan, 02, Manchester United.
Polo Alabraza, Chelsea.
Ignis Arum, Chelsea.
PD87, Liverpool.
Imram Jaw, Newcastle.
PD87 said that one of his favorite teams is Liverpool.
Liverpool.
I think we got it. Let's see. T. Drinkard, Arsenal.
Pistol Peterson, my favorite name of this whole thing, Liverpool.
Can I ask you a question when you were going through some of these? People who, for one of their favorite teams, listed another European team.
Gave them an EPL team because there was so many people that did that. But honestly, guys... You don't need to have a team in every league. Well, you just don't.
Yeah. But no, I'm okay with that. But like, T. Drinkard, though, like, Napoli was his favorite team. And like, some of this stuff, I was getting ready to maybe think about Liverpool as the team I was going to give him. But then
That's
I was like, well,
problem.
Now you're going to play each other in the Champions League.
With all those leagues being fairly available on TV now, you really don't have to have a team in every league.
But I get it, though.
I don't get it. Your team's
the
your team. Your team's
the Premier
your team.
League,
no,
JJ,
you're wrong.
The Premier
you're wrong.
League.
You're wrong.
Zach Hald. H-A-L-D, Manchester United.
Sparty for life, Zal, Spurs.
Shane Burney, Everton.
Dr. Q's, 87, Leicester City.
Colorado Barca, Everton.
King Shaka, Liverpool.
Young Boother, Fulham.
Aye, yo Bobs, West Ham.
Benji the Jet, Spurs.
Your boy Stats, Huddersfield.
M.B. Monson, Manchester United.
Peyton from South Carolina, Chelsea.
Abel Aguilar from Texas, Everton.
Taylor Liberty, Bournemouth.
Carnage Gun 44, Liverpool.
DJ Dren 16, Wolverhampton Wanderers.
St. Helena Saint, Newcastle.
Bleep Blip, West Ham.
Waro, W-A-R-O-W-E, Chelsea.
Christina Maria, Liverpool.
EJS0186, Tottenham.
See what happens, Wolves.
Emma W, Everton.
Lakers fan 13. You said your team did not need to reflect the team you were already into, which is the LA Lakers, so you get Newcastle.
Paige, who I have here, a Chelsea fan who wants club to reflect their current team. Oh, Chelsea then. We'll go with Chelsea.
Nathan from Arizona, Spurs.
Jules 33 VHFHB, Crystal Palace.
Bucket _2, Chelsea.
Andrew Tucci, Manchester United.
Martin Gravely, Wolves.
Osrapla, O-S-R-A-P-L-A. Manchester City.
Vito C. You said Chelsea, so Chelsea.
Matthew D-B-L-Y-O-O. Bournemouth.
Reformed Benny. Which makes me think, you know what a Benny is? It's a guy from upstate, like North Jersey and New York, who comes down to the shore with the muscles and the tan.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Reformed. I wonder what a Reformed Benny looks like. Newcastle.
Mega Shuckle. This is for his girlfriend. Arsenal.
Duke Ma. West Ham.
J-Tip 33. Jacob. Tottenham.
Hiram Nimkamp. Also Tottenham.
Isaac Eck. West Ham. He said he identifies with Littlefinger from Game of Thrones, which kind of scared me. West Ham.
Great actor, but...
Yeah, tremendous actor.
JM at C3000 Newcastle.
All right, Josh Shin 99. This one was interesting. I'm curious what you would have done. I wanted to mention this. He said he was a Manchester United fan because he loves Jisung Park, but he said he feels like he's lost his connection with the club.
Sorry.
So I thought about that, and I said, you know, here's the... All his stuff that he wrote after that was all about loyalty. He says he'd finish a bad book, says he'd follow his team if they went down. He said his favorite show was Band of Brothers. If you're all about loyalty...
Oh my God, this is like a loyalty shopping list.
But you want to leave your club, I feel like it's a direct conflict. So, Josh Shin, I know it's not the answer you were looking for, but I want you to give it one last try with Manchester United. I know Jisung Park's not there anymore, but let's really give it one more shot, all right? And if you hate it that I did that because you wanted a different team,
no,
then we'll try again next year, but I want you to try again. You're all about loyalty, dude. Come on.
I was hard and fast at that. You got to stick with the team you've already picked and
all right.
supported. Josh Dunkley, Wolves.
Trebu Trey, Manchester United.
MIB, 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 Everton.
HRK21345, Manchester United.
Nath Kinn, Liverpool.
SC Trojan 84, Manchester United.
Akrizon 89. AC Reason 89, maybe. Spurs.
AU Saxon, Manchester City.
MJB 242, Leicester City.
JJ, I don't know if we have an uneven amount, but this is my last one coming up here. Do you have a bunch more?
Yeah, I'll do them though.
JMac 3000, Manchester City.
Yo, 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 yo. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Not taking any care. You're never going to remember that name. Cardiff City. And finally, we go down the home stretch. John G92, you got Spurs. Jess Gillum, Fulham. Tombo 175, Chelsea. Smithy 022, Liverpool. Max Bradshaw, you've got Newcastle United. Andy from the 717, Bournemouth. Tater Tot Hot Dishes, Wolves, Irisdal, Everton, Jay Morgus, you support Aston Villa. Stay with Aston Villa.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, all right.
Villa could be back up.
Yeah.
They're a massive team.
I'd expect them to be.
And you can watch them.
Absolutely. They were within a whisker last season.
Although you have appointed Christian Perslow as your football... You were allegedly appointing Christian Perslow, so good luck with your recruitment. Sam WT, Spurs, C. Dells, West Ham, Ryan from Baltimore, Southampton. So another port, two ports linked there. CJ Domi, Liverpool. Wall of the Wasate, Fulham. 00, Pumpjack 00, Bournemouth. Karatikas, Watford. M. Schlem _ Pennsylvania, Man United. Texas Aggie 79, Wolves. JS Dub _10. Now he wrote, used to be Man United but can't stand Mourinho. The manager has only been in the job 2.5-3 years.
Club is bigger than the man.
Oh, come on. No, you're still Man United.
Yeah.
The new guy, he gets Newcastle. I gave away a lot of Newcastle. They are something special. We'll probably talk about that.
We did that a couple years ago and then they promptly got relegated.
A German major, Leicester City. Bright guy's wife, Everton. Just want to get the FC ones. Should we just say, now some of you posted on ESPN FC.
By the way, did you notice that just by total happenstance, the music timed out exactly with you wrapping up there? That was all, like...
That was creepy. Almost like I planned it.
That was unbelievable. So what do you have here? What are you doing?
The FC ones.
So I hope while you get that up, I guess...
Because I didn't do them, so I'm going to do them on the flight.
I guess if people are... If you just listened to all of this and you didn't hear yours, and you are convinced that you submitted it as an iTunes review, I do promise that we will we'll get to you, and we apologize for having missed it in the first place. So just shoot us a tweet or an email at COSoccerPod or CaughtOffsidePod@gmail.com, and we will give you your team. If you're somebody who absolutely hates the team that we gave you, here's what I would tell you. Stick with it for the year. Try it out. Wear it around the store a little bit. See how it fits. If the season goes by and you're just miserable and you really, really, truly hated it, all I'll tell you is we'll do this again next year, and you are more than welcome to throw your name back in the ring for a different team. But I would like you to at least try. All right, all of these were chosen for a reason. These are the ones that best suit all of your attributes and your personalities that you gave us. So just try it out for the year. Like I said, go on YouTube and watch a bunch of videos and like get yourself acclimated and acquainted with the club. And I think, you know, I think if you are willing to go all in and go into it with an open mind, then I think it can work. What do you got over there? You finding some on the ESPN FC iTunes page?
Yep, where people were told not to do it.
But you know what? You're right, but I'm kind of okay with it, because if there is a guy from ESPN FC that reads this, I want him to just like wonder what's happened to their iTunes reviews.
Well, okay, we'll start off with Good Girl.
I think I already did her.
Oh, did you?
Is it a bunch of R's in Girl?
G-R-R-L.
Maybe there's multiple Good Girls, but did she say Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
I gave her Chelsea.
Okay. Julian the Third, you are getting Watford. B to the B, you are getting Newcastle United.
That's it?
That appears to be it. Like you said, rather, if we missed out on someone, yeah. I guess.
You all know how to reach us.
Yeah, you can get us on the email and we'll try and give you a team. But that, don't send us any new entries. We can't spend the whole year doing this.
So there you go. That's it. Hopefully now everyone has a team. Everyone is geared up and ready to continue on with the season. It's international break. We'll be back, of course, with a podcast or two next week where we'll look back on how the U.S. did. And also, I believe we have an interview lined up with Daniel Story.
Daniel Story has released a book about Paul Gascoigne, who we mention regularly on this podcast, and his time in Italy, which is like fascinating. I have read the book, Andrew. It is quite something.
Nice.
And so we're going to talk to Daniel about that on Monday. So
you couldn't have brought it in to share and given me a chance. So I'm just kind of just flying blind now.
You being a Spurs fan, you know his career in and out.
So I lived it. I shouldn't have to read it.
Exactly.
Okay. I see what you're doing there. Well, hey, this was fun. That is the policy of this podcast.
Right. This is something that we love to do because we love to interact with you guys. But if you just want to interact with us on a regular basis, the Twitter is the place to go. If you don't follow us, go to Caught Offside on Twitter at COSoccerPod and do so.
There you go. Hey, to you I say,
take you later, fun boy.
See you later, man.
Take care.
You've been listening to the Caught Offside Soccer Podcast.